My message this morning, I'm just going to interrupt my message on the fatherhood of God, because I feel I need to make a declaration this morning. And I want to talk about dead things coming back to life. Yeah. Yeah. Dit wat dood is, sal lewe. Ek sê dit wat dood is, sal lewe. Dit wat dood is in jou lewe, sal lewe. So you better get ready for God to do something great in your life. In John chapter 11, I want to read from verse 1 to 4 and then 20 to 25. The Bible says a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany. He was a friend of Jesus. The town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister went to him saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. God loves you. I said God loves you. He's a personal God. God's never going to write you off, never going to abandon you. No matter what you are going through, God is there to walk with you through your difficult times. Like David said, even though I walk through a valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is there. And you need to know it this morning. With what we are facing in our world, with what is happening, many people are saying a possible World War III. Then, by the way, South Africa is the best place to be. Not that we want World War III, okay? So if you're still thinking about leaving South Africa, don't. This is God's land. This is our promised land. This is our land of milk and honey. And we are going to see dead things come alive in South Africa. Our economy will be revived. Our young people will be revived. The Church of Jesus will be revived in South Africa. Because God is still on the throne and the grave is still empty and the devil is still under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. So you need to understand, no matter what you go through, God will never abandon you. He will not forsake you. Because God loves you. Say it this morning. Say, God loves me. And Jesus heard it and he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Then verse 20, Martha, as soon as she heard that after her brother dies, that Jesus was coming, went and met him. And Mary was sitting in the house. Now, the first time we read about Martha and Mary, Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha is distracted by serving. Here we see the opposite. Now Martha is running to Jesus and Mary is sitting at home. Maybe in a place of cynicism, skepticism, disillusionment. I know when my brother died, I went through a season, not of being skeptical, but of being silent. Because I knew God could have healed him. I knew God could prevent certain things. But still he went home to be with the Lord. And I'm sure maybe Sunette and the boys went through the same. My mother, when she passed away last year, I knew it was her time to go. Actually, long before she went, I knew. And she ran a good race and it was her time to go. So sometimes we go through things and we almost think like, God, surely you could have stopped this. You could have prevented it. And he could. I mean, God can do anything, right? But sometimes God allows things to happen so that he can come on the other side. When it seems like all hope is lost and victory is gone, that God will save up or show up as your savior, as your resurrection, as your life, and God will get the glory. Come on. What was meant to destroy you, what was meant to steal your hope, I'm going to tell you that God is going to come and God is going to resurrect your Lazarus in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on. Give the Lord a praise here today. We need a spirit of victory in our church and in our nation in the name of Jesus. This is not a time for mourning. This is not a time for sighing. This is a time to rejoice because we have the victory. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I don't care what you are going through, what you feel like. I want you to stand to your feet this morning and give the Lord Jesus a mighty praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Martha says to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask God, he will give it to you. Jesus said, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know he will rise again. Now she gets religious. in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live. Then verse number 38, Jesus again groaning in himself came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. And I'm going to talk about removing the stones in your life that may be stopping the miracle God has for you. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Now we know Jesus could have spoken to the stone and the stone would have rolled away. But sometimes we've got to do something. Sometimes we have to position ourselves. We have to humble ourselves. We have to pray to God. We have to position ourselves for God to work in our lives. We have to forgive. We have to let go of bitterness, of unbelief, of resentment, whatever it is that is stopping your miracle from taking place. Martha says, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he's been dead 4 days. Tell the person next to you again, it's not over until it's over. Come on, say it. Niemand, jy is nie hopeloos vanoggend nie. Sê vir die persoon vir jou langs jou vanoggend, dis nie verby tot dit verby is nie. Come on, even if you are Zulu, say it in every chance this morning. Come on, don't fall asleep in church this morning. The resurrection power of Jesus is here. Hallelujah. It's not over until it's over. Don't let your disappointment steal your dream and your hope from God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then he took away the stone. They took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and he said, listen now, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. You know, when you pray, God actually hears you. And God sends the deliverance. And God is orchestrating your victory. You know, God is not deaf. You know, when you say, our Father, when you say, my God, when you say, my Father, God is right there. You stand before a throne of grace and God is there. His face is towards you. His face is not against you. So God says to him, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? I don't care what you are facing. I don't care what you are going through. You better believe that goodness and mercy is waiting on the other side. You better believe that even the valley that you are walking through, God himself will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You better believe that God will sustain you. You better believe that God has enough anointing to deliver you. You better believe that God is your strength and your fortress. It's not time to get hopeless because you lost your job, because you lost a situation, because you've been diagnosed with sickness or disease in your body. It's your time to raise your praise louder. It's time to rejoice louder. It's time to praise God louder, because when praise goes up, heaven comes down. CRC, we need to change the atmosphere and we need to bring the voice of victory into our church and give the living Jesus Christ some praise. Come on, if you're a member, stand to your feet this morning and give the Lord a mighty praise in the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a praise in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. You listen to some people, it's like God's fallen off the throne. It's like God's taken unaware. God is still large and he's in charge. And there's nothing you're going through that God doesn't know you'll be going through. So he says, did I not say to you, if you believe, you would see the glory of God? They took away the stone. Thank you, Lord, that you hear me. I know you always hear me. Your private prayers, God hears them. Stop interfering with what God wants to do in your life. Stop your busyness and position yourself in the presence of God and cry out to God and get the doubt and the death and the unbelief out of your tongue. Because God wills for your Lazarus to live. God wills for his resurrection power to manifest in your life. God wills for that breakthrough to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Don't you dare become neutral. Don't you dare become cynical. Don't you dare become silent. You have to praise. You have to declare. You have to believe, God, that dead things can come back to life in Jesus' name. I don't care how dead it is. I don't care how lost it is. I don't care how lost your son is, how lost you feel your husband is. Stop speaking death over your husband. I don't care how rebellious your son is. Be the prodigal father, and not the prodigal father, the prodigal son's father, and wait for your boy to come home. Every morning you prepare the fatted calf. Every morning you lift your eyes and you are waiting for your son to return. No matter how long the delay, the denying your business, walk into your business. Look at your books. Wait for the phone to ring. Wait for new clients to come. Believe God that good things are heading your way in the name of Jesus. I don't care how long it's been silent. I don't care how long the delay. Maybe years have turned into decades, and surely decades have not turned into centuries, because then you'd be very ancient. But I want to tell you, years sometimes can become a decade, but it doesn't change the promise that God has for you. The promises of God are yea and amen. If God says you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If God says you will be, you will be. I don't care if you are 60, you are going to go till you are 85 in the name of Jesus. Just don't lie down on the inside and give up, and quit on your dream and quit on your vision. Let the fire and the breath of the Holy Ghost into your heart this morning and cause you to get back on your feet with faith in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Even if it stinks, hopeless, God can bring dead things to life. Maybe it's a dream, a calling, a business, a relationship, an emotion. Faith that once burned brightly in your heart. Fervor for God, passion. Maybe it was hope that was alive, but now it's gone. Because you feel like Martha. Lord, if you were here, God has always been there. God's not taken by surprise. You may be taken by surprise. God isn't. He's still a way maker, still a miracle worker, still a promise keeper in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's nothing God cannot do. I said there's nothing God cannot do. Don't go back into your mental ascent. Don't you go back into your clever ways. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. You position yourself in the middle of your graveyard and you give God your loudest praise in the name of Jesus Christ, and watch what God is going to do. Your Lazarus is going to start moving. Your Lazarus is going to come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And let me tell you why Jesus said Lazarus, because if he just spoke to the grave and he said, come forth, every dead person would have come out of the grave. But God's calling you by name this morning. Whatever your name is, whatever your situation, whatever your challenge, God is calling you by your name. And God says, Lazarus, Lazarina, whatever your name is, come forth in the name of Jesus. What is dead will come alive. Shout amen and believe it in Jesus' name. Like sometimes we want to help God. We want to take God out of the equation. Good luck with that. You are not God. He's God, you're not. And sometimes the only place you're going to trust God is if you can't help yourself. And you turn to Him like Martha. You don't go sit in that place of cynicism, skepticism, analyticism. Is there a word like that? Are we making it now? Okay. And you start analyzing everything. No. That's what Martha did. Lord, you could have prevented it, and He could have. God could have stepped into South Africa a long time ago. He's busy stepping into South Africa. He's preparing. You say, I still don't have a job. God's got the perfect job for you, but you have to change your attitude. You have to stop going to your tomb and visiting that place and allow that stench of that tomb to be upon you. Because people can see it on your face. They can smell it. That fragrance that you used to have is not there. That vibrant personality is not there, because you've put on a garment of mourning. But my Bible says, weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. Come on. God specializes in resurrecting dead things in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Oh, come on there in Johannesburg. The people in Pretoria are a little bit quiet. Come on there in Bloemfontein, North and South in Kimberley. Give the Lord a mighty praise. I don't care if you don't like this morning. I'm busy with something in the spirit dimension to break something in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not mourn and sit at a grave. We have a call. We are on our feet, and we will change our world by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Hallelujah. The day God is no longer on the throne, I'll stop praying. But he's there. I believe you're going to see dead things come alive. Stink. Stale. Areas are going to radiate. That depression, and I understand, and I have compassion with people that struggle with mental disorder, but there comes a time that you have to get the hell in with the devil. There has to come a time where you say enough. I said there has to come a time where you say enough. When you become, you get fed up with being fed up. You become sick and tired of being sick and tired. There has to come a day where something activates in your heart and you say enough of this in the name of Jesus. And you go to your grave and you dance on your grave and you praise God on your grave in the name of Jesus Christ. There comes a time where you say, I'm not defined by this. I will not camp here. I will not stay here. I'm going to get up in the name of Jesus. And what is under my feet will come to life. My Lazarus will live again. My dream will live again. My body will live again. My business will live again. My nation will live again. Because we have the resurrection power available, South Africa. We've got to believe. We've got to stop the death. We've got to stop the destruction. We've got to stop the division. Jesus said, if you can believe. Did I not tell you that if you can believe? If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. The Bible says the things impossible with men are possible with God, for with God all things are possible. I don't care how impossible it seems. God says, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Shout amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God never operates in a place called neutral. So barren things are going to produce fruit. We prayed for many people that lost babies. 9 months. Then God gives them a word of restoration. And some of you are sitting here today, now you've got a beautiful child. So God turned your graveyard into a place where you can rejoice. A memorial of God's faithfulness. Broken things are fixed. Lost things will be found. Empty vessels will be filled. You can say amen every time, anytime, especially with the diesel now going up. Okay, let's not speak negative. Your tank will still be filled, okay? Drive a little bit slower. Get your foot saved, okay? Plan your trips better. But we made it 20 years ago. We made it 30 years ago. When the interest rates, some of you won't remember, you weren't even born, when the interest rates were 19, 20%. I'll never forget, my brother came to me. He was a huge developer, and their business still are huge. And he was like this, because interest rates jumped, hoeveel jaar terug was het geweest, 25 jaar terug, maybe 20, 25 years ago, and he came to my house. First time I saw my brother waver a little bit, and he said, the interest rates have gone up from 12%, 19%, 21%. That's a lot if you're in property, right? And he said, what must I do? I said, Vim, what you've always done. God has kept you then, God will keep you now. God blessed you then, God will bless you now. God carried you then, God will carry you now. When things change, it doesn't matter. Our God is an unchanging God in an ever-changing world. It doesn't matter what's happening out there. We navigate the storms and we keep our trust in God, and we know we are going to be stronger, and we are going to not just survive, we are going to thrive. And when everybody else wants to run away, that's your time to occupy. That's your time to see the opportunity. That's your time to go buy somebody else's grave in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the time to go dig another well, whether it's a second recession at the word of God. But I want to say to you this morning, you are not going under, you are going over. You are not abandoned, you are accepted in the name of Jesus Christ. Your losses are not permanent. Your losses will be restored as God restored David and Ziklag. God will restore your losses, but God needs something from you, an attitude change. optimism, a spirit of faith. So get rid of that sighing and that mourning and that negativity and that fear and that worry and that concern, and cast it upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Come on, CRC, give the Lord a mighty praise with me. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, you've got to praise Him. Get rid of your cynical attitude. Get rid of your skeptical attitude. And join the party. And praise the Lord. And look what the Lord has done. Look what God is going to do. The greatest revival will come. In the name of Jesus, give somebody a high five and say, that's good. Miracle after miracle. One of the doctors, he's a very bright man. A lot of doctors, and you're all bright. You watched Caleb Judah's video walking now, in not the typical walking ring. He said, Pastor, you don't realize what a medical miracle that is. He says, you don't realize what a medical, biological, whatever you want to call it, miracle that is. Just a fact. The initial prognosis, I won't say it because we don't say those things. Certain parts of the brain that wasn't there didn't develop, no way. But because of the faith of a mother and a father in rolling away the stone, not accepting this as final, as our lot in life, but saying, yes, we have the grace for this. But we are going to see God work little by little, miracle after miracle, because our God is faithful. This is not our tomb. This is our place where God's going to be glorified. Your business is not your tomb. Listen to me. That is the place that God is going to be glorified. Your failure, whatever you've gone through, it is not your tomb. Jesus rose from the grave, and that same Jesus will bring you out of your tomb in the name of Jesus Christ. And you're not going to smell, you're not going to stink, you're not going to carry a stench. You are going to carry the fragrance of Christ, the goodness, the mercy, the grace, and the love of God. Look at me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 You know, faith has a voice, unbelief has a voice. Faith always praises. Faith always finds a reason to rejoice. Faith always looks for the little cloud the size of a man's hand. Faith always believes that all things are possible with God. Faith has a different aptitude, a different attitude, a different demeanor. Faith doesn't look like you're in a graveyard. You may be in a graveyard, but you will look like you are full of resurrection life, because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you, my dear friend. So you need to get from here back here. There's too many people around me with grave clothes on. Jeremiah 32 verse 27, God says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He says, I know not, nothing. To Abram, God says, is anything too hard for God? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Sarah shall have a son. Even though biologically it is not possible, Sarah will have a son. You will flourish where people say it is not possible. You will do what people say cannot be done. Why? By the Ruach of God, by the power of God, by the Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't care how challenging 2025 was. This is your year of invasion. I don't care how dead things seemed last year. This year they are coming alive in the name of Jesus. I don't care how long the delay, the wait. I'm telling you, in God's appointed time, in the season of God, God is going to activate your miracle, and your miracle will be manifested in Jesus' name. As I've said, sometimes we think God could prevent things. And yes, maybe the child could have been born differently. Maybe my brother shouldn't have died. Maybe. But if I've delivered one of those things, I will lose all hope and faith in God. Listen to me very carefully. If you live long enough, you will go through winter seasons. Whether it's your business, whether it's your health, whether it's your son, your child, your daughter, it's life. It's called life. And it's all good when you sit there as a 20-year-old and you think you know it all. Come talk to me when you're 50. Then I'll show you the marks of life in you, Mr. Know-it-all. You live long enough, you'll have many scars. That's why I say to you, God will turn your scars into stars. Come on, give Him praise for that in Jesus' name. I mean, this couple, and I'm not picking on my daughter here this morning, they never asked for Caleb Judah. Well, they did ask him, they planned it. Marcus was the naughty one. So he contributed. But they, you know, just think about this for a moment. They could sit in a place and think, maybe we shouldn't have fallen pregnant, maybe this, maybe that, maybe blah, 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 blah. Because that's what we do, right? We try and analyze and we say, how did this happen? It shouldn't, it could have, you know, somebody else who had a child also born recently and a few challenges, etc. And then the young couple goes through like, maybe if we got to the hospital in time, maybe, it's going to drive you crazy. That's when you learn to turn to God like Martha. You shut all the white noise out and the little barking dogs. Sometimes people talk to me about a dog that barks loud, and I say, it's just another dog. He's just barking louder. But every dog barks. It's got nothing to do with you on your journey to your destination. I used to take my dog, Rocco. I mean, he was a superior breed. So I learned a lot from him when I walked, and all these little yappers sat at the fences. You never even paid them any attention. He just kept walking. So the yapping may be the disappointment. The yapping may be the questioning. Why? The first thing people do is why? How could we have prevented this? Some things just happen. You can sit there with your perfect doctrine. You need to listen. Some things happen. Bible says it happened. Storms come. Disappointments come. Betrayal comes. Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. Happens. Life happens. You don't want to go through pain in life. You better get out of this life. Because what you think is perfect today may not be that perfect tomorrow. But it matters not. You have the grace to keep on and to stay strong and to stay focused and to trust God. That no matter what you've lost, God has not left you. And that God can still do a miracle. That God can still raise your Lazarus. That it can, I'm not dictating to God, but they can wake up one morning and suddenly Caleb Judah walks by himself. I don't know. Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't. I don't know. But I'm not going to take God out of the equation. I'm believing that God can do something great. I'm believing that we are not without hope in the name of Jesus. Come on. That anything is possible with God if you can believe in Jesus' name. Your situation can be revived. Your situation can be turned around by the hand of God, by the power of God, by the Ruach of God. Come on. Your Lazarus may be stinking. 4 days when Martha said, by this time there is a stench. Actually what she said, Jesus, there is no hope in the natural. But she forgot that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that dies will live again. I want to tell you, what is dead can come back to life in the name of Jesus. If it's a kidney, if it's a liver, if it is a heart, if it's an emotion, if it's a mind, if it's a business, if it's a relationship, what is dead can come back to life again. Don't you dare take God out of the equation. Don't you dare take God out of the equation. Because there's nothing God cannot do. I said there is nothing God cannot do. I think some Christians think they are cleverer than God. I don't even think they're Christians. They're cleverer than God. You find yourself in a graveyard, you need to silence people and you need to pray before God and you need to get peace. And you need a word from God and walk. You don't sit. Mary was sitting, she was cynical. The day you sit, you're done. You're never going to get up again. Better stand when you feel like sitting. You better run when you feel like running away. With your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Jesus. The same one that loved Lazarus, the one that loves you. The one that knows what you've been through, where you're going through. And some of you go visit that graveyard of what happened to you as a teenager, what happened to you as a child. And that graveyard, there's no good coming out of that. That graveyard is just going to bring a stench to you of feeling responsible, feeling a failure, feeling you have to let it go. Although it's real, you have to let it go. You know, maybe I say too many things about my brother, but I mean, we were closest friends, etc. And sometimes he was like my number one protector after God. And the devil took him. Not God, the devil. And many times I thought, I really need my brother now. But he's not here. He's in the heaven. That's why David says, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Because ultimately God is your defense and God is your protector. God is your sustainer. God is your provider. And God will look after you. Come on, give him a praise in Jesus' name. Come on. So sure, he could prevent certain things, but sometimes he doesn't. Why? I don't know. I'm going to ask him when I get to heaven. And I'm sure you have some questions as well, right? Not disrespectful questions, but questions. Why this? Why that? I was the top performer in my company. I lost the job. I was the top student. I was not allowed to get into medicine. Maybe it's your skin color. Ugh. Say, did you have to do that, Pastor? Get under my skin. Yeah, because if it got to you, it means you're very shallow. You're a shallow person. A lot of shallow people out there. Shallow. Shallow. Leer dopa. Net soos klinkende simbale. Geen diepte nie. Geen liefde nie. Geen God nie. Niks. Zero. En hulle wil halleluja. Ja. Yeah. You hallelujah with God. You walk with God. As long as you walk with God, you're going to be okay and things are going to turn out fine. Amen. So give the Lord a praise, man, in Jesus' name. So the key to the miracle in Martha's life is, she said, Lord, if you had been here, John chapter 11, verse 21, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. Whatever you ask, God will give you. You've got to ask. You've got to listen. You've got to obey. And you've got to work with God. Walk and work with God, not against God. This Lazarus miracle wasn't just a God part. God bless you. Go to our social media in Jesus' name. Amen. So this miracle wasn't just Jesus coming and doing everything. This miracle was Jesus showing up and correcting the atmosphere firstly. Please listen to me. That if you believe, you will see the glory of God. But you've got to believe. Cannot be neutral. You have to make up your mind what it is that you actually believe. Even if it's been dead for 4 days. In the Passion Translation, it says, didn't I tell you that if you will believe in me, you will see the power of God. You'll see God's power. I mean, God raised his son from the grave. Do you think God cannot change your situation? Do you think God cannot open a door for you to find a job? Do you think God cannot heal your physical body? He can. But in that time, when you are facing a grave, that's not the time to go sit That's the time to draw closer to God. That's the time for you to pray. That's the time for you to listen. Not to listen to everybody else, but to listen to God. Listen to me. So you have to let go of the stench of hopelessness, the stench of unbelief, the stench of regret, the stench of the abuse that you went through, the stench of whatever you've gone through. You've got to let it go. And you've got to look back to Jesus Christ. Think about Sarah's dead womb. She has a promise. God says, Sarah will bear a son. When the promise comes, how old is she? How old is she? 65. Is there a 65 old lady, that I can prophesy over? You're going to have a son. Anybody who wants a prophecy like that? Okay, for your 20-year-olds, it's easy because you want children. No, 20 is a little bit young to have a child. Okay, 20, whatever. So it's easy to pray for a young person. We want to fall pregnant, right? Okay, but I've never had a couple of 80 years come and say, pray for us, we want to have a child. So God says, Sarah. So time passes. 65, 75, 85. Now they're trying to help God. And what happens? Ishmael is born. Plan B never works. Ishmael is born. 90. Years turned into decades. Not only that, her womb was dead. Doi. Biologically, she could not have children. It wasn't possible. In the natural. That's why you need God in your life. Because there are certain things in the natural at times that are not possible. That only God can do. God and no one else. God and no one else. You can use your influence and do what certain people did to get ahead in business, but that will end at one stage. But if you walk the path that is pleasing unto God, it may be the difficult path. Difficult decisions lead to a great life. Easy decisions lead to a lesser life. Great commitment, great reward. Little commitment, little reward. Everybody wants the reward. But they don't want the commitment. They don't want the time in God's presence, seeking, listening, obeying Him, pursuing Him, staying true to Him. And that's why it's interesting for me, this whole scenario with Mary and Martha. When everything was good, Mary was the one sitting at Jesus' feet, like Christians. When the sun shines, hallelujah. When there's a little storm, they were very ones that hallelujah today, run away. So yes, Mary, she's at the feet of Jesus. Martha's the one serving. He's the Red Brigade serving. And Jesus said one thing is needed. But as soon, let's listen to me now. As soon as the storm comes and Lazarus dies, Mary is sitting not at the feet of Jesus. She's sitting at a distance. She's disillusioned. She's disappointed. And who runs to Jesus now? Martha runs to Him. And Jesus doesn't even have a conversation with Mary. He says to Martha, I told you if you can believe. I told you you can believe. You know why? Because Martha is the person that's actually not just going to believe. She's going to do what it takes to get Lazarus from the grave. That's why when Jesus comes to the tomb, He says, roll away the stone. He could have rolled it Himself. I mean, what's more difficult for Jesus to say, and the stone goes, or to say, Lazarus, come forth. Well, which one is more difficult? Which one is more difficult? Question. Which one is more difficult for Jesus to do, rolling the stone or raising Lazarus? Huh? Which one? You're right, neither. Okay. Which one was impossible for Martha and her friends to do? So God's not going to do what you have to do. you want the resurrection? You have to roll the stone. You have to roll the unbelief out. You have to roll the doubt out. You have to roll the cynicism out. You have to listen. You have to roll the wrong relationships out. Because they'll poison you. They'll poison you. You have to roll things out of your life. You have to roll unbelief out. You have to roll the fear out. You have to roll the uncertainty out. You have to roll the negativity out. You have to roll the doubt. It's like you're praying for God to heal your marriage, but you're speaking death over your husband or your wife all the time. It's not going to go down well, honey. You have to get the unbelief out of your mouth. Although Lazarus was dead, Jesus, what did he say? He said he's not. He's sleeping. And people thought, oh, Jesus, he's dead. He said, okay, I know he's dead, but it's not final. Because God doesn't call things that are. He calls things that are not as though they are. He speaks life over dead situations. Spoke life to Sarah's womb. How? He changed the name from Sarai to Sarah, mother of princess. So every time Abram calls her, he says, mother of princes for 25 years. And he changes Abram's name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. Romans 4:17, a God who gives life to the dead and calls things that be not as though they were. You don't speak your current, you speak your future. You don't speak your problem, you speak your promise. Just like Ezekiel, God comes to him to the valley. One of the greatest pictures in the Bible that shows a place of dearth and barrenness and death and division. And God brings the prophet to the valley and he says, can these bones live? These were not fresh bones. These bones were dead and they were very dry for years and years and years. And he could have answered God in the natural and say, God, I've tried to build this business now for 20 years, 30 years. Things are not the way they should be. That's not the question. That's not the answer that God wants. You need to do what Ezekiel said. He said, Lord, you know, and you better believe God knows all things are possible if you can believe. He said, God, you know. He gave God the right answer. Why? He came into agreement with God. He said, Lord, you know, all things are possible. Then God said, okay, Ezekiel, I'm in heaven, you're on earth. You have the authority down here. You've got to speak to those bones. You've got to prophesy to those bones. You've got to open your mouth as a man of dominion, a man of authority. And don't talk about the dead and the dry bones. Prophesy to those dry bones. Call those dry bones and say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Come together, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Be filled with the breath of God. Dry bones, stand up on your feet in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, as he prophesied, there was a rattling, there was a noise, there was a shaking, and bone came to bone. People came together, joint came together, sinews were placed, flesh was placed, and the next moment, a great and a mighty army rose up and stood on their feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, CRC, prophesy to the breath, prophesy to the bones, prophesy to the wind, prophesy to the nation, prophesy to your business, prophesy to your family, prophesy to your future, prophesy to your marriage. Speak the word of the Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Speak the word of God, calling things that be not as though they were. And I'll tell you, the Ruach of God, the power of God, the Holy Ghost will begin to work, and there will be a shaking and a rattling. And at first you will not see it, but what you cannot see doesn't mean it's not happening, because God will work while you are sleeping. God will do what you cannot see. That's why the Bible says, eye has not seen, ear have not heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. You better see in the name of Jesus. You better see with the eye of faith. You better see by the power of the Holy Ghost, and you better prophesy to those dry areas and those dead areas. I don't care how weak you are, you've got to say, let the weak say, I am strong in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Oh, come on, give the Lord a praise this morning. I believe God is going to stir things in your life. God is going to shake things. God is going to cause things to come together. God is going to cause things that are dead to come alive. God is going to cause things that are empty to be filled in the name of Jesus. But you've got to stay in the presence of God. You've got to position yourself before the throne of God. And you have to stay in that posture of humility and say, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And let God's will be done. And then roll away the stone. Roll away the stone. And even after Lazarus comes, Lazarus needs attention. Loosing. Business needs attention. The child needs attention. The child needs healing. Even after the miracle. If they, as the Bible says, he came bound, right? And the cloth was wrapped around him. So he could come alive and die. Then Jesus would have to raise him up again. If God's working in your life, work with God. Yes. Take the bandages off. Unwrap. 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 Unwrap the layers of disillusionment, of disappointment, etc. You know, I've been a pastor for a little bit now, 39 years, 40 years. I actually thought initially I'm just going to be in the ministry 40 years. Now I feel like I only started. That's 40 years I've done this already. It's not 2 years, 40. That's long. As long as most of you live. But elke song staan and preek, and mensen hoop gee. You can see in people's eyes when the unbelief is there, the fear, the doubt. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. You have to let it go. Unwrap that unbelief. Unwrap that doubt. Unwrap those relationships that are stifling faith out of you. Please listen to me this morning. God is still God. And you and me will stand before God one day and give account for our lives. Don't forget that. Not just me, you as well. You will also stand before God and give account of every thought, every word, every action. Don't forget that. So you get busy with your walk with God. And you serve God. And you run your race so that one day you can stand before God and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You run your race. Come on, if we're going to clap our hands, we're going to clap better than that. Come on, let's give the Lord praise here this morning. Let's worship our Savior. Come on, our Creator. Come on, give Him a praise, man. Give Him a praise. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. Give Him a mighty praise. Come on, CRC. Come on, our best days are ahead of us. We are committed. We're going to plunder hell and populate heaven. And we will expand God's kingdom to places that you never thought we would. We will. Unstoppable by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Here. Praise God op die spot. Praise the Here. Praise the Here met blye galme. Praise the Here vir sy goedheid en sy genade. Praise God. Maak nie saak hoe donker jou tronk is nie. Maak nie saak hoe leeg jou koppie is nie. Maak nie saak hoe duister jou toekoms is nie. Hy is die lig van jou lewe. En in steede van hom angstig te word en vreesbevange, moet jy jou oë op hom hou en getrou bly aan hom. 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 Want dieselfde mense wat hande klap vandag, gaan jou môre kruisig. Net soos met Jesus. Hosanna, crucify him. Same people. Haven't changed. Same. No, don't clap. Listen. Today it's me, tomorrow it's you. It's called life. It's how it is. Are you listening? But when you lose your faith and your vision, you will perish. Our calling, our mandate is clear: to plunder hell and populate heaven. And we will never back down from it. For no devil, for no one. Never. Never. In Jesus' name. What is your Lazarus this morning? What is it that you are facing this morning? What is your personal battle? What is your personal thing that you are facing this morning? What is it? A child that's rebelled against you? Something you are facing in your mind, a battle nobody knows about, an addiction? This morning, I really believe this. By the power of God, God can lift that off of you. A broken heart that's been there for too long? Just lift your hands with me for a moment, if you would, please. Just lift your hands and let the Holy Spirit just come. Let the Holy Spirit just come. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Touch every member in our church this morning, every location in Bloemfontein, in Johannesburg, in Kimberley. Touch your people. Breathe your life into your people. Come, breath of God, come. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. Wonderful Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. The dead dreams come alive. Hopeless situations are revived. Thank you. Stretch forth your hand this morning, I pray, and heal. Cause signs and wonders to happen. Tumors and growths to dissolve by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ears to be unstopped. Eyes to see. Come, Holy Spirit. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray a little bit in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Pray a little bit in the Holy Ghost. Pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. Pray, pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. This is not just for Sunday night. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come on then, Bloemfontein, lift your voices, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, let there be a shift in your heart this morning. Let there be a shift, 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 shift. Shift by the Holy Spirit. Shift, shift, shift. 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 A shift by the Holy Spirit. A shift. A shift. A shift in your heart. Now please listen to me this morning. We have to almost close the service. Jesus loves you. The Bible talks about Lazarus as the one Jesus loved. You are that person. That's why I've been talking about God's love, because everything emanates from our understanding of the love that God has for us, our Father. Your Father loves you. And wherever you are, whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, God is with you in it. Your time of success, God is there. Your trial, God is there. You're standing here this morning, maybe in Johannesburg, in Bloemfontein, in Kimberley. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. I don't know. Go to church, you read your Bible, which I did for years, but I wasn't a Christian. No one moving now, please. This morning you're standing in this place and you say, Pastor, things happened in my life that's caused me to drift away from God. I became disillusioned. I actually began to believe God doesn't love me. It happens to people. People go through tragedy because they heard things in their religious upbringing that God does everything. Well, the question is, if God does everything, what does the devil do? God is not in partnership with the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life. God is in the giving life business, not in the destroying life business. Satan is called the destroyer. So you're standing here today. Maybe life has caused you to lose hope. I don't know. But I want to tell you that God loves you and that God wants a relationship with you personally. He never created you for religion. He created you for a relationship, Frodon. I want every head bowed, every eye closed, please, just for a moment as we close the service this morning. You stand here this morning, you say, as the prodigal son, maybe you've drifted away from your father's house. I don't know. You've gone to church, but you're lost. Get yourself a lure. Van oorgen staan jy in hierdie plek en jy sê, ek het geloof sekerheid nodig. Iets gebeur in my hart en ek wil jou vertel wat gebeur is Godse liefde wat jou aanraak. En jy sal het weet, want jy sal het voel. Want God is meer werkelijk as enig ander mens op die plek. And this morning you're standing in this place, you say, I need a fresh start with God, a new beginning. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to pray for you this morning. I want to help you come back to God. Forget the people around you. This morning in this place, you say, I need a fresh start with God. I want to pray for you. If that's your desire, quietly raise your hand, quickly, all over this place. Just raise your hand. I want to say a prayer for you quickly in the name of Jesus. Just raise it up. Raise it up. God bless you. God bless you. Raise it up. Slip it up. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise it up. Up, 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 up. Up. God bless you. 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 Amen. Look at me, please, all of you. If you're not standing, please stand with me if you're able. If you're able. If you can stand by yourself, please stand with me. This is important, people. Keep on bringing lost people to church. Keep on bringing the prodigals to church. Many of you raised your hands. I'm going to pray with you. Some of you brought your friends. It's your love that will bring your friend to Christ this morning. So you reach out to your friend and you bring them to Christ this morning. So all over this place, you want to get back to God. You want to give your life to Jesus. I'm going to ask you to leave your seat right now. Don't think about it. Come down the aisle closest to you. We are going to say a prayer together. And God's going to do something beautiful in your life. Up there, walk to the side, walk to the side, come down the steps, and let us pray together. Come on, put your arm around your friend, clap your hands, walk with him tomorrow, this morning to the altar in the name of Jesus. Come, 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 come. This is your moment of a new beginning. Come in the name of Jesus. There in Johannesburg, leave your seat and walk to the altar. There in Bloemfontein, Leave your seat and walk to the altar this morning. There in Kimberley, leave your seat and come to the altar. Your Father is waiting for you with arms open wide. Come in the name of Jesus. He loves you. He loves you. Come on, there are more of you, more of you. There's a stirring in your heart this morning. Come on, leave your seat and take that step. Run to Jesus and don't run from Him. Come this morning. Never forget, the only thing we can take to heaven are people, people, people. Let's not push people away from God. Push people to Him. Be smart. Be clever. Be intelligent. We either push people to God or we push people away from God. Be smart. People matter. People matter. People matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. People matter. And maybe if you get busy helping people, you would have no opinions. Get busy. Get busy with God's mission. Not Satan's work. Get busy with God's assignment. Get busy with the last words of Jesus Christ. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Make disciples. Right? Yeah? Is nie 'n game hierdie nie. Is nie 'n game nie. Jy wil nie slim wees en mense wegstoot van die Here af nie. Jy sal rekenskap gee. Luister my baie mooi. As 'n tyd om stil te wees en as 'n tyd om te praat. En daai tyd kom. So listen to me very carefully. We have a mission, a mandate, an assignment. We are responsible and accountable. And what you don't know about, better you say nothing. Put your hand on your heart, let's pray together, please, in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you. Look, I'm with you tonight, don't forget. So pray with me this morning. Everybody pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give my life back to you. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for all my sin. You are the Christ. You rose from the grave. You're alive forever. Today, I give my life back to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That you accept me.
That you accept me.
And you forgive me.
And you forgive
of all my sins.
All my sins.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for
just
loving
as I am. I surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.